The Last Theft by Alan McCarville. Richard Keating picked the lock at the rear entrance of the large mansion and made his way inside. He silently crept through the kitchen and along the hallway. Silver moonlight filtering through the window provided sufficient illumination for him to quickly find his way to the library. According to his new partner, the manor's owner, Lord Grenville, along with his family would be away for the entire weekend. Only a couple of maids were supposed to be in the house. The servants' quarters were on the third floor at the back of the manor, too far away from the main floor library to be a threat. Keating's plan was to sneak into the library on Friday night and help himself to the contents of a wall safe concealed behind a painting in the library. With Grenville gone until Monday, the theft wouldn't be discovered for a couple of days, by which time Keating and his partner would have disappeared. He quickly made it to the library, located the painting, and removed it to reveal the wall safe. He spun the combination dial, ear pressed against the safe, his sharp hearing detecting the clicks as the tumblers fell into place. In less than 2 minutes, he heard the final click, and the safe door swung open. Suddenly, light filled the room. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" boomed a voice. Keating spun around and found himself facing an angry Lord Grenville, who was holding the lantern in one hand, a pistol in the other. Apparently, the family wasn't away for the weekend after all. Keating reacted instinctively by drawing his own pistol. Both men fired almost simultaneously. The room plunged into darkness. Keating didn't wait to observe where her shot went. He bolted from the room and ran down the moonlit corridor. After several seconds, he stopped to catch his breath, glanced behind him for signs of pursuit. He was relieved to find the corridor empty. He had no idea if his bullet struck Grenville or not. Regardless, he knew the gunshots would have woken the mage, who would certainly raise the alarm. Keating was furious with his idiotic partner. Lord Grenville and his family had not been away after all. He was looking forward to the beating he was going to administer to the moron, but first he had to escape the manor. Rather than retrace his steps back to the kitchen, Keating decided to head to the main entrance. It was closer, and he didn't want to linger, very much aware that he only had a few minutes to make his escape. He wanted to put as much distance as possible between himself and the house before the authorities arrived. He reached the manor's main door, grasped the door handle, twisted and pulled. The door remained closed. He didn't understand. The door was not locked, yet it wouldn't open no matter how hard he pulled. That left him with no other choice but to retrace his steps to the kitchen and the rear entrance. Keating swore, further incensed by the delay. Keating rushed to the rear entrance, where he grabbed the door handle. To his dismay, he discovered that door, too, wouldn't budge. What was going on? He kicked the door in frustration, panic setting in. He was running out of time. He would have to try a window. He went to the nearest window and tried to open it, but it wouldn't budge. His attention shifted from the window to the view outside. All he could see was a gray fog. "What the hell?" he mumbled out loud, staring out the window. He saw a movement out of the corner of his eye, and he turned towards it. A dark figure that Keating recognized immediately was standing next to the door. It was his new partner, who was supposed to be waiting with the horses in the apple orchard. "What are you doing here?" he snarled. "You're supposed to be waiting at the orchard," he growled. "I know," the man acknowledged. His partner's voice was eerily calm. Keating resisted the urge to slug the man. "We need to get out of here, you idiot," he hissed. "Thanks to your incorrect information, I had to shoot Grenville, and the police will be along any minute." "I imagine they will be," agreed the man. "They have to investigate all crimes, especially fatal shootings." Keating's stomach lurched. Fatal shooting? What Grenville did? That was bad news. Being on the run for a robbery was one thing. Being a fugitive for murder was something else. "I didn't want to kill him," Keating declared hotly. "I had no choice. It's all your fault. None of this would have happened if we knew Grenville was going to be home. Now we'll be hunted for murder." The man shook his head. "You were given the information you're supposed to receive," he said. "Everything went as planned. Not just as you planned." Keating glared at the man who was supposed to be his partner. "What are you talking about?" He angrily pointed in the general direction of the library. "There's a man dead back there, and the police will be breathing down their necks in a matter of minutes, you fool." "Yes," said his partner calmly. There is a dead man back there. And the police have just arrived, by the way. But it's not Granville who died. His partner snapped his fingers, and Keating instantly found himself back in the library. There were several people in the room, and to his surprise, Granville was standing, looking down at the body on the floor. His partner's lips twisted into a sinister smile. Richard Keating, it's time for you to face justice for all your crimes. Keating frowned in confusion. The comprehension flowed over him as he recognized the dead man lying on the floor. It was himself. Keating was no longer angry. He was terrified. The end.